all my soul and all that's within me, bless his holy name.
Man.
All within this holy temple, that all earth can stop before him of the family of seven things. Let us go into the house of the Lord.
Amen.
At least thou stand within thy gates, O Jerusalem. Praise God, for this is another day the Lord has made.
Amen.
Rejoice and be glad that we're in the day that he's made.
Amen.
Because he didn't have to let us come here.
Amen.
Let us stop us up yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm glad about that he has blessed us and has kept us. Praise God. Yeah, another week.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. All that's going on contrary to what we want to happen. God is letting us know that he's still God. He can keep us through the pandemic.
Amen.
Yes, he can.
Nothing happened to us unless it's his will.
Amen.
God, so let's give God some glory and some praise in your house.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus.
We lift you
thank you, Father.
Thank you.
Thank you, Lord.
Yeah, God.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Father.
Thank you,
Lord.
Thank you.
Glory to God. Father God, we come to you now and ask it that you come in and take charge of this service.
Yes,
bless us with what we need to have to go on in our lives this day.
Yes, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray. We pray that thou will move by your spirit.
Yes,
God.
On every word that we do and everything
amen.
We do.
Your way, Lord.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
Amen.
Bless now, and we shall be blessed.
Yes, God.
In Jesus' name, we ask and we count it done.
Yes, God.
Amen.
Amen.
Somebody got a short song for us?
Some folks worship money and the person that it brings. Some folks live for glory to hear their praises ring.
Yeah.
I live for Jesus and to him I cling. Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything. Yes, he's my everything. I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. He's singing, oh, though I cry. Jesus is my everything. When my load is heavy,
yes,
and I can bear, I depend on Jesus, for he would always share.
Yes,
he's the King of Kings and the Prince of Peace. Jesus is my everything. Oh.
He's my everything.
I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness.
Keeps me singing though I cry.
Jesus is my everything. Oh, he's my everything.
Yes, my everything.
I know Jesus is my everything. He's the light in my darkness. Keeps me singing although I cry.
Oh, yeah.
Jesus is my everything. Glory be to God.
Thank hallelujah. He's my everything.
He's my everything.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. I don't know what happened to me. I got knocked off.
Okay. You hear now. We
hear you. Yeah, I got knocked off. Well, anyway, to make a long story short about my testimony, well, I just thank God because it was him, you know, working through the nurse and the PA and the PCP and all those people, you know. It was God. God did it all. And I just thank him for it.
Thank you.
But
God.
I'm just gonna take my blood pressure now, one time.
Mm-hmm.
And so I won't be frantic all day long. And
amen.
And every time I look at it, it get higher and higher. I'm just believing God.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, thank you, thank
you. Thank you, Lord. Don't worry.
All right. That's right, Pastor. That's right. That's right.
That's all that care to the Lord.
Amen.
Give it all to Him.
Yeah.
And leave it there.
Yes, amen.
Sir. Amen.
I'll teach you everything.
Yeah,
yes.
That's all right. All the time. Amen.
We thank God for allowing us to be in this time of scripture. And someone has to give a prayer.
Can't hear you. St. John.
We can't hear you. Are you talking to your mic?
Yeah. You can't hear me?
Yeah, we can hear you now. But when you lean back, you like you're away from your microphone.
Okay.
What, Jane?
Yeah, good.
St. John, chapter 13, and beginning at verse 4. He raised up from supper and laid aside his garment and took a towel and girded himself.
Yeah.
After that, he poured water into a basin and began to wash the disciples' feet and to wipe them with the towel wherewith he was girded. Then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said unto him, Lord, doest thou wash my feet?
Yes.
Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do thou knowest not now, but thou shalt know hereafter. Peter said unto him, thou shalt never wash my feet. Jesus answered him, if I wash thee not, thou hast no part with me.
All right.
Simon Peter said unto him, Lord, not my feet only, but also my hands and my feet.
Yes.
Jesus said unto him, he that is washed needeth not save to wash his feet, but is clean every whit. And ye are clean, but now, but not all. For he knew who should betray him. Therefore said he, ye are not all clean. So after he had washed their feet and had taken his garment and was with and sat down again, he said unto them, know ye what I have done to you? Ye call me master and Lord, and ye say, well, for so am I. If I then, your Lord and Master, have washed your feet, ye also ought to wash one another's feet.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
St. John 13, 4 through 14.
Okay. Praise God.
Amen.
Our Father and our God, we thank you for another opportunity.
Yes, Lord.
Be able to worship one more time.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father, for last night's rest.
Yes.
Early rising this morning.
Yes, Lord.
Yes.
And able to close our bed.
Yes, sir. Lord.
Thank you, Heavenly Father.
Thank you, Lord.
For food that you allowed us to eat.
Yes,
glory be to God.
Thank you, Lord.
If we had 10,000 tons of right of road, we couldn't
help us, Lord.
Uh-huh.
So we have to sum it all up and just say thank you, Jesus.
Yes. Thank you, Lord.
Oh, you been
thank you, Lord.
Lord. Yes, Lord.
Yes.
Yes.
You have
blessed us in so many ways.
Yes, Lord.
Blessed us, Heavenly Father, but we didn't even know we were going to get a blessing.
Yes, sir.
You stepped out and done it in the hand.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank Heavenly Father, that you will just come into our services.
Have your way.
Yes, Lord.
Have your way.
Your mighty way, God.
Oh, yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Bless Heavenly Father.
Yes, sir.
In this service.
Yes, sir.
Bless our pastor.
Bless him, Lord.
Thank you for the word of life.
Yes.
That is Heavenly Father.
Yes.
When he speaks, Heavenly Father.
Yes.
Only can speak of himself, but yes. The praise is directly from you. And yes. You can yes, do him, Heavenly Father.
Yes, Lord.
Bless the Lord. Yes, bless God. Our church, Heavenly Father. Bless our church right now, Heavenly
yes.
Father.
Yes,
bless
Lord. The way, Lord.
Bless the Lord.
Bless Lord.
Jesus.
Keep us motivated, keep us strong, yes, and keep us believing.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
Do it, dear Lord. And we'd be so careful to give your name to pray.
Yes.
Glory and honor we'll give to you.
Thank you, God.
In Jesus' name.
Jesus'
name. Amen.
Amen.
Praise God.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Amen. Praise the Lord. Thank you, Lord God.
Yay, Lord.
We believe that God is the Father Almighty, that he is the maker of heaven and earth, as the scripture says. We believe in Jesus, that he is the Christ and the only begotten Son of the Father. He is the way, the truth, and the life. He was conceived by the Holy Ghost, born of the Virgin Mary, suffered under Pontius Pilate, was crucified, dead, and buried. On the third day, he rose from the dead and declared victory over the grave, death, and hell. He has gone back to the Father to prepare a place for us in his kingdom. He will come back as he promised to judge the world and to live with the righteous. We believe in the Holy Ghost, the Christian church, the communion of saints, and the forgiveness of sin, the resurrection of the body, and eternal life to all true believers. Amen.
One God, one faith, and one baptism.
Amen.
Amen.
Lord.
Oh, yes. Amen.
For the prayer and the scripture and affirmation is God. We are going to always.
Pastor, you're going to have to speak up because it's, like I say, it's fading in and out.
Yes. Can't hear you.
I turned my volume up. I thought that maybe it might help it out.
Mm-hmm.
We can hear
see,
you.
That's good right there.
Get up on it right there.
Yeah.
Okay. All right. So we praise mm-hmm. God for the affirmation of faith, the prayer, and the scripture.
Mm-hmm.
As we move on with the service, praise God, this thing now. First Sunday, I think we still have some Holy Communion things that were left over.
Mm-hmm.
And we will go through that at this point. Hallelujah.
Man.
Man.
The Passover yeah. must be killed. Jesus mm-hmm. said to two of his disciples, would you go and prepare the place that we may eat Passover? And they said, Mount, so where shall we go?
Mm-hmm.
Said, as you enter into the city, you meet a man bearing a pitcher of water. Follow that man into the house that he's in
mm-hmm.
and say unto him, the master said, where is the guest chamber?
Uh-huh.
They eat, prepare to eat the Passover with the disciples.
Mm-hmm.
And they went as the master had found, mm-hmm. said to them, and found and met the man walking in the city with bearing a pitcher of water. And there they followed him into the house and also the guest chamber. And there he showed them a large upper room, mm-hmm. furnace. So there they went and they made ready the Passover. And so at this time we're making ready to receive the Passover. Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay, we got it.
Amen.
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 When Jesus and the 12 had us assembled in the upper room that night, he sat down around the table. Said,
great desire to eat this Passover with you before I suffer. But not eat again for it become renewed in my Father's kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
And he took the bread and he broke it.
Uh-huh.
And this is my body broken for you.
Mm-hmm.
For your sin. So eat, take this and eat it. And as often as you do, you do see a form of suffering until I meet it, till you meet again. I come mm-hmm. again. Likewise, he take the cup
mm-hmm.
and lifting it up, he offer prayer.
Yes.
Amen.
And said, this is my blood of the New Testament
mm-hmm.
shed for you for remission of sin.
Yes.
Take this and grant ye all of it.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And often as you do it, you show forth my death and my suffering. Let's yes. come again.
Uh-huh.
Apostle Paul said, if we are to eat and drink of the Lord's body, we need to first examine ourselves.
Mm-hmm.
To make sure that we're worthy of participating and eating in the drinking of his body and blood. He said, this is important because if you eat and drink unworthy, you eat and drink damnation into your soul.
Mm-hmm.
Not discerning the Lord's body, and you're guilty of his shed blood. He said, we need to examine ourselves and make sure that we are right with the Lord.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. And that we won't eat and drink with damnation in our soul and heart and mind. We can't examine you.
Mm-mm.
Therefore, Paul said, examine yourself.
Amen.
For only you and God knows
mm-hmm.
what's standing the way
mm-hmm.
that need to be cleared up. As we go in prayer, we ask that you would go in prayer and ask God to do for you what you need to be done.
Man.
And all that you may eat and drink worthy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're not worthy now, you can be made worthy the moment you ask him.
Amen.
Because he already died for us. He yeah. already shed Amen. The blood for us.
Mm-hmm.
And he's just waiting for you to make your confession.
Mm-hmm.
It's God for that it will take, for it to take effect.
Mm-hmm.
It's about like your lights in your house.
Mm-hmm.
You know? They're there waiting for you to turn the switch. The flip. And the switch, that is, excuse me.
Mm-hmm.
And when you once you push that button, the lights will come on.
Mm-hmm.
So once you ask God for forgiveness, come. Fall in place.
Mm-hmm. You gotta do.
So pray and ask God mm-hmm. to make you a worthy servant today so mm-hmm. you can eat and drink with yeah. no condemnation. For this reason,
mm-hmm.
some of us are sleeping sickly
mm-hmm.
amongst us. All right. So let us go into prayer at this time and tell God what we want him to do for us.
Our Heavenly Father, we come before you this morning. We give you thanks first, Lord.
Thank you, God.
Thank you, Lord.
You've been good to us.
Yes, Lord.
Throughout the year, dear Lord.
Yes.
We thank you.
Thank you,
Lord. Thank you for all things. Thank you for letting us be a part with this morning,
yes.
this Holy Communion.
Yes,
Lord. God, we ask you forgive us of our sins,
yes, Lord.
Our unrighteousness, Lord.
Yes, Lord.
Anything that we have done or said wrong, please forgive us.
Yes, Lord.
Mercy on us. Dear God, keep us in your care and in your will.
Yes, Lord.
Bless this service, dear God.
Bless, Lord.
Because in Jesus' name we pray.
Amen.
It's time for you to take the bread. It's the body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, broken for you. Take this and eat. Let's eat together.
Yes.
Let's eat together. Get the cup. This is the blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of sin. Let us drink together.
Amen.
Amen.
God be the glory. God be the glory.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes,
amen.
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, God. And supper being in, Jesus rose
from the table,
put water into a basin, took a towel and girded himself, and knelt down and began to wash his disciples' feet. Peter said, "Will you wash my feet also?" Jesus said, "What I do unto you now, you know not, but hereafter you shall know." Peter said, "Thou shalt never wash my feet."
Amen.
Saying that because he was thought he was honoring the master by not allowing him to wash his feet, because that's the job for the servant to do to the master, not the master to the servant.
Amen.
So Jesus let me know that if I wash thee not, you have no part with me.
Amen.
Peter did say that he will wash his feet. He's saying that not just my head, hands, my head and my body.
Yes.
Wash whatever it needs.
Yes, Lord.
That's why we're supposed to go to the God. Whatever needs to be done, God.
Amen.
Yes.
Do it for me.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus, we pray.
In the name of Jesus.
Sometimes we start naming our things and miss some.
That's right.
We can't remember them all. So whatever it is, God.
Yes, God.
Do it for me.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord.
Amen, God.
We're not going to go wash our feet today, but it's something that you can continue to and keep in your mind and heart that one of these days we're going to get back to the point where we can get close enough to wash one another's feet.
Amen.
Without worrying about anything else.
Amen.
It's going to happen.
Amen.
Amen.
The Lord has said so.
Amen.
He's brought us through pandemics before.
Amen.
He'll do it again.
Amen.
And again and again and again.
Amen.
Yeah. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. And somebody got this song that we can sing.
When I see the blood. When I see the blood, when I see the blood, I will pass over you.
Pass over thee.
When I
see
the blood, when I see the blood, when I see the blood.
I will pass over you. Thank you, God.
Amen.
When I see the blood,
man,
he will pass over you.
Amen.
Thank you, God.
We thank God for serving thus far. We're going to move right on into our worship service at this point. in the book of St. Luke.
Amen.
Sixth chapter, verse 36, 37.
St. Luke.
Sixth chapter.
Mm-hmm.
Verse 37 and 38.
Amen.
Amen.
Are we there?
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
St. Luke 6th chapter, verse 37. Say, judge not, and ye shall not be judged.
Mm-hmm.
Condemn not, and ye shall not be condemned. Forgive, and it shall be forgiven you. Give, and it shall be given unto you. Good measure, pressed down and shaken together and running over, shall men give into your bosom. For with the same measure that ye meet with her, it shall be measured to you again.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
We want to continue from where we were last week. We talked about last week, love ye one another. And today we want to talk to you briefly from this thought, the importance of love.
Amen.
The importance of love. Love is the key to everything.
Amen.
Amen.
That's why it's so important. We are a part of God.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
God is love.
Amen.
Amen.
We may be in denial when we say we can't do this, we can't do that.
Mm-hmm.
And that's because we're not letting the love of God move in on us.
Mm-hmm.
Help us, Lord.
Love all have many forms of it. But I looked at the one that said that there were 8 forms of love. Number one is the filler. This is love that's without romance.
Amen.
And the catalyst or the thing that keeps it going is the mind.
Mm-hmm.
Feel love. The mind causes the love and to love one another. That's the thing. And we find ourselves not being able to love somebody, it's because of your mind.
Mm-hmm.
It's controlling that. And Paul told you in Romans 12 is to present your body a living sacrifice.
Yes.
Okay. Holy and accept unto God, for this is your reasonable service.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We need to be transformed.
Uh-huh.
by the renewing of our mind.
Yeah.
We got to have a new mind.
Amen.
In order to love the way God wants us to love.
Mm-hmm.
Because without the love, you can't do what God wants us to do.
Mm-hmm.
We can't follow him. We can't live the life that we're supposed to be living and getting all the joy that we're supposed to be getting in life.
Amen.
Because we're not loving life.
Amen.
When we don't love right, we miss out on all the things that love can bring.
Amen.
And we find ourselves in misery
mm-hmm.
all the time.
Amen.
The second one is pragma.
Mm-hmm.
This is love that's enduring. It will last a long time.
Mm-hmm.
Love practice of this is eritrea.
Mm-hmm.
And it is catalyzed by the subconscious. Our subconscious deals with this one. Okay, the inner thought that comes from that. Then number three is stories. And it is familiar. It's the familiar love that we have.
Mm-hmm.
This is a natural occurring love, like that of a parent.
Mm-hmm.
Love that we just have. That grows stronger.
My Lord.
As we go older.
Mm-hmm.
Our third love, this is a family type thing. Love that we do for our loved one.
Yes.
Man.
Okay. Love catalyst for that is the cause of the memory that will keep that going.
Mm-hmm.
All right. As we remember one another.
Amen.
Eros is mm-hmm. number four. And this is romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
It's catalyzed by physical, body, and hormone.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
And to keep it going is the body.
Mm-hmm.
Physical aspects of the body. And the hormone that causes reactions to take place in our bodies when we are engaged in eros.
Uh-huh.
That romantic love.
Mm-hmm.
And then we have ludus. It's play for it's playful love. A childlike and flirtatious love.
Uh-huh.
That's ludus.
Uh-huh.
And it's capitalized by the emotions.
Uh-huh.
Okay. And then number six is mana. And this is obsessive love.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Towards a partner is the one that person that that's real jealous.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Is of controlling. You can't do anything.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
Okay. The catalyst of that is survival instinct.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Number seven is philanthropy. Self-love.
Mm-hmm.
A healthy form of love.
Yes.
And it's catalyzed by the soul.
Mm-hmm.
So the philanthropy is way you love yourself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you make yourself feel good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's why it makes it be a healthy thing. You're not pulling the bad things on you. You're thinking about the things that make you good.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And this eighth one is the most important one.
Mm-hmm.
Agape.
All right, now.
That's selfless love.
Yes.
Selfless love.
Uh-huh.
Not a love that God has for us. Okay. All right. It is the highest form of love to offer. It is given without any expectation.
Uh-huh.
Of receiving anything in return for it.
Mm-hmm.
And the thing that keeps that going is the spirit. Okay. Now you have all these basic kind of love.
Mm-hmm.
You need to make sure that if you don't do anything up to that eighth one, it'll cover most of everything that was in all the other ones, because you won't be making anything about yourself. We're making it about other people.
All right.
Other things. And this is what the Lord said, love you.
Yes.
One another.
Amen.
And we find excuses why we can't love you.
Uh-huh.
Find excuses why it is hard to do that.
Yes, sir.
If we don't love one another. Apostle Paul in the book of Corinthians tell us, though I and of things, and have not charity, I'm become a sounding brass, or a tinkling cymbal. If I speak with the tongues of men and of angels, I mean, you got an eloquent voice, an eloquent speaker, move things. With your voice, you can sing like an angel.
Mm-hmm.
And have not charity. If you don't have love,
uh-huh.
All you're doing is making some noise.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
This is why love is important.
Yes. Lord.
Okay. Love is important.
Amen.
Make sure that you love like God said love.
Mm-hmm.
And though I have the gift of prophecy and understand all mysteries and all knowledge and though I have all faith so that I could remove mountains and have not charity, I am nothing.
Nothing.
Okay. You can have the gifts.
Yeah.
Prophesize.
Uh-huh.
You understand the mysteries of the world.
Yeah.
You know everything.
Mm-hmm.
And you have all the faith that you need so that you could even move mountains with it.
Mm-hmm.
You can be able to speak the thing that's moving out of your way.
That's right.
Okay. You can have all of that.
Yes.
But if you don't have love,
you don't
get you nowhere.
That's right.
And there's nowhere with God.
Uh-huh.
You might get somewhere with man.
Man's
honor and praise and stuff don't last long.
Amen.
That's right.
God is eternal.
Yeah.
And it will work for you.
Yes, it
will. Amen. He said, though I bestowed all my goods to give to the poor, And though I give my body to be burnt and have not charity, it profit me nothing.
Man.
So without love, you can give everything you want to give. Mm-hmm. Be all free heart if you want to be heart.
Mm-hmm.
If you're not doing it because of love, you're just wasting your time. Wasting your gifts.
Mm-hmm.
They're not doing anything for you in the sight of God.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, you may give your body to be born again.
My Lord.
Okay, and don't have love, you ain't doing nothing.
Amen.
Charity suffer long.
My Lord.
Love will cause you to have patience with people.
Amen.
Love will cause you to not be, get upset with them and don't move when you say move.
Mm-hmm.
Love suffers long.
Mm-hmm.
Amen.
Not just a hot second, but long.
Amen.
Days, months, sometimes years, maybe even decades. Love doesn't give up on you.
Amen.
Okay. You may be still forgiving somebody for things 10 years down the road.
Mm-hmm.
Love don't give up on you.
Amen.
Okay, and it doesn't keep count.
Yeah,
the best.
Amen.
Okay. Love, charity, suffers long, and it is kind.
Mm-hmm.
Even after suffering a long time with something, they still kind.
Amen.
Love does not end itself.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't keep on pushing forth itself.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's that selfish love that you're talking about.
Yeah,
happy love.
Mm-hmm.
Charity or love doesn't put itself out there and it is not puffed up.
Mm-mm.
You're not mad, angry with somebody.
That's right.
Okay. Scroll all up.
Mm-hmm.
But love will allow that individual to keep on doing whatever they're doing,
mm-hmm.
and not be upset with them.
Amen.
You may be concerned, but not upset.
Amen.
Do not behave itself unseemly. Mm-hmm. Okay? This Amen. Is what love does not do.
Amen.
Do not behave itself unseemly.
Mm-hmm.
It seeketh not her own.
Mm-hmm.
And is not easily provoked.
Amen.
Okay. You got some people, you can't say anything to them.
Tell it,
before they stop biting your head off.
Mm-hmm.
Easily provoked.
Mm-hmm.
It doesn't think about any evil.
Mm-mm.
Love does not think about any evil. It doesn't do that.
Mm-hmm.
We don't wish hard and bad things on people.
Amen. Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's not love. Love wants you to be delivered.
Amen.
Love wants you to be healed.
Mm-hmm.
Love wants you to be made free.
Yes.
That's love. Love wants you saved.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It rejoices not in the iniquity, but rejoices in the truth.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. That's not love when we rejoice in the wrong that people are doing.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Amen.
Bear it all things. Love, mm-hmm. bear it all things.
Yes. Mm-hmm.
So we can't stop saying, I can't take it no more.
On the show. Mm-hmm.
Bear it all things.
All things.
Yes. Believe it in all things.
Yes. Uh-huh.
Find hope in all things.
Yes.
It doesn't give up.
Uh-huh.
There is hope.
That's right.
for a better day. It endures all things. And whatever it is, it endures. Hallelujah. And love faileth not.
Amen.
But whether there be prophecies, they shall fail.
Amen.
Whether there be tongues, they shall cease. When there be knowledge, it shall vanish away.
Yes.
For we know not, but we know in part. And we prophesy in part.
Amen.
But we don't know everything right now.
That's right.
Amen. Whatever we're doing is just in parts.
Okay.
The time is coming when you know everything, but not now.
Amen.
We know in part and we prophesy in part, but when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away with.
Amen.
Okay. When I was a child, I spake as a child.
Yes.
Understood as a child.
I
thought as a child.
Yes.
But when I became a man, I put away childish things.
Yes.
Well, now I see in part through a glass darkly. Okay. But then I will be able to see him face to face. Now I know in part.
Yes.
But then I will know, even as also I am known. Now abide it faith, hope, and charity. These
three.
But the greatest of these.
Yes, yes, yes.
Without love, you won't be able to do the things that Jesus said do. Without love, you won't be able to love your enemy.
Right.
Without love, glory to God. When you somebody curse you, you won't pray for them. Without love.
Amen.
Okay, you won't pray for them and love them that love that hate you. Without love, you won't be able to turn the other cheek.
That's right.
Without love, you won't be able to give your coat after they take your cloak. Without love, you won't ask. You won't give to everyone that asks of you. And take it away, thou coat.
My Lord.
And not get, return it again.
Mm-hmm.
Love is the key.
Amen.
Love will allow you to love your enemy.
Amen.
Love will cause you to pray for them that despitefully use you.
Yeah.
Love.
Love.
Cause you to be good to the one that is hate you.
Yeah.
Not just the one that you love, that good back to you.
Amen.
Love will cause you to forgive all.
Amen.
Love will not look for revenge.
Amen.
Love will know that the vengeance belongs to the Lord.
Yeah.
Love will cause you to love your enemies and do good to them and hoping for nothing in return.
Yes.
Love. Be therefore merciful. As the Father also in heaven is merciful. Love will cause you to do that.
Yes.
Love will cause you not be not the judge.
Amen.
You will understand what's going on.
Amen.
And you won't be looking for anybody to judge you because you didn't judge. Love don't condemn. But love forgives.
Yes.
Love.
Love.
cause you to give.
My Lord.
Good measure.
Yeah.
Press down and shaking together.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
With being given to your body.
Mm-hmm.
Bosom. That's love. Love is above all things.
Yes, amen.
And love will cause you to be perfect.
Yes.
Yes.
My Lord. With the Master. Mm-hmm. You need to be yourself perfect.
Mm-hmm.
As God is perfect.
Yes.
And God has perfect love.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. You know that we can't be perfect in our body, but we can be perfect in our love.
Yeah.
Amen.
Either know that thou art God, that are God's children by our love.
Yeah.
Ye will know that.
Yeah.
For a good tree bringeth not forth corrupt fruit.
That's right.
Neither do a corrupt tree bring forth good fruit.
Yes, yes.
For every tree known by his own fruit.
Mm-hmm.
For of thorns men do not gather figs.
Mm-hmm.
Nor a bramble do they gather grapes.
Mm-hmm.
A good man
good
out
man.
Of the treasures of his heart.
Mm-hmm.
Bring it forth that which is good.
Mm-hmm.
And evil man. Out of evil treasures of his heart, but bringing forth evil things.
Uh-huh.
But when you got love
mm-hmm.
in your heart,
yeah.
all your evil disappears.
Yes.
And love comes forth.
Mm-hmm.
When you got evil love in your heart,
yeah.
you will be able to do what the Lord said do.
Amen.
And be rejoicing in all that you're going through.
Oh, yeah.
Love, you can, that's now.
Uh-huh.
Amen.
You don't have to wait for the battle's over.
That's Amen. Right.
You can dance right now with you when you yes. got love.
Yeah.
You understand that God's will
uh-huh.
is being done. When you got yes. love,
Amen.
You know that joy
uh-huh.
is coming in the morning.
Amen. Amen.
When we got love, we know that God will make everything all right.
Yes, it will.
Be like Job and all the days of my appointed time.
Uh-huh.
I wait till my change come.
Yeah.
I keep on doing.
Yeah.
And I keep on taking.
Yes.
But the Lord has in store for me.
Huh?
God is.
Yes.
God
is.
My hope.
Uh-huh.
My joy.
Yes.
My peace.
Uh-huh.
My everything.
My yes. everything. Yes, Lord.
Praise
and
God.
He loves me.
Uh-huh.
Yes.
And I love him.
Yeah.
I love you.
Uh-huh.
Because I can't love God.
Uh-huh.
Without loving you.
Amen. Yes, my Lord.
Yes. I got to love you first.
Yes.
And as I love you,
yes.
I'm loving God.
Amen.
Thank you, Pastor.
I'm loving you.
Uh-huh.
I'm loving God.
Yes. Amen. Thank you, God.
You can't love nobody. I mean, you can't love God without loving anybody.
That's yeah. right. Amen.
Amen.
It's got to be God.
Uh-huh.
God's way.
God's way. Yeah.
God loves everybody.
Yes, he does.
The good and the bad.
Yeah.
And he has no respect to person.
That's mm-hmm. right.
What it do for you,
uh-huh.
it'll do for others.
That's right.
Yes, it does.
That's the importance of love.
Mm-hmm.
Without love.
Without love.
You are nothing.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yes, yes, yes. Amen.
Bless
you.
I'll be the glue.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
that kingdom. Glory to God. Good message.
Amen.
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 Church family, like this, thank God for the word today, the importance of love. You know, we can't do nothing without love, because God is love.
Yes.
Just want to let the mothers and the deacons and the trustees know that we're going to have a meeting next Saturday at, which is the 12th, February 12th at 9 o'clock at the church. Pass that along. I'm also going to get Sister Patricia to make the announcement to the mothers, deacons, and trustees. So February the 12th, next Saturday, or this coming Saturday at 9 o'clock at the church. Thank you.
For the past.
All right. Well, Father, we thank you for all that you've done for us all. We thank you for this wonderful service that you bless us to have today.
Yes, Lord.
We thank you for our friends and families.
Yes,
God, we just want to give you praise for all of us, God.
Yes, Lord.
And thank you for our pastor, God.
Bless him, Lord.
God, we ask in the name of Jesus that you continue to keep your loving arms around all of us.
Yes, Lord.
As we're all in different places right now, God, continue to keep us in your care.
Keep us, Lord.
Most of all, I pray, God, that we all be ready to go back with you when you come back.
Yes.
In the name of Jesus. And God, we just continue to bless us.
Yes.
In Jesus' name we pray. That may the grace and Lord and our Savior Jesus Christ be with us all, for hence now, forevermore. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.